very good. Yeah, those Wise boxes are nice. And you know, the thing is like we all play with those Raspberry Pis, but there's so many of those, and not necessarily just the Wise boxes, but there's other ones out there. You spend a little bit more money and you can get like the AllScan guy has one that he recommends. I think it's like $115 for the thing. But you know, and it's a little bit more powerful than say like a Raspberry Pi 5 because it's like, you know, it's a kind of Intel processor in it and all that stuff. And but it's you know, if you think about how much you would have to spend for a Raspberry Pi and then the case and then the power and the, you know, you're almost at like 60 or 70% of what one of these little mini PCs are. So, but yeah, those Wise boxes are good enough. If you're just doing them for single tasks or, you know, a couple tasks, I mean, I pushed the limit on one of mine, and I was doing all kinds of things. It wasn't quite powerful enough to like do FT8 and. What was I trying to do? Slow scan TV, and there was a couple things where it was like I could see that it was lagging on it. So I was surprised at how much processor power FT8 actually needs and things like that. But I had it like as a remote control of my radio, and I was I did Winterfield Day last year, not this year, but last year I did it all from. I had a Wise box connected to the to the radio, and I had like a video capture card so that I could see the display of my 710 on it, and I had a VNC window open, and it was like so I could like do the whole thing from remote. It was kind of neat, and I had like TeamSpeak, and I can't believe I had that much time to do all that, but I, you know, and then the computer died unfortunately, and I haven't had the motivation to put it all back together, but that was a cool setup.